the morning play with Jesse and MJ.
Yesterday at this time, I very honestly said, I don't, while I like and I respect Muhammad Ali, I don't get it.
And you were not alone, because we've been talking with several coworkers who are around your age who didn't remember seeing him as an athlete.
No, we saw him after his prime, or, you know, my first remembrance of him is at the 96 Olympics lighting the torch.
And
by then, Parkinson's had already kind of set in, so...
Right, and while he did an amazing amount of philanthropic work and community work, he didn't promote that about himself.
Yeah.
So not a lot of people... It wasn't like in the forefront of a lot of news and things. So I understand that. I understand not getting that.
So yesterday after I did that, we got a call from Barbara, who I found out is actually on one of the executive board members of the Ali Center.
I
found that out in an interesting way. So she invited me to go to the Ali Center and experience and go on this journey and kind of learn more about that person that I didn't get to learn about.
You'd never been.
And so I walk in there and they go, "You're Jesse from 106.9. I said, "Yes." And I go, "Wait here. We've got some people that want to meet you." And I was like, "Oh boy." And so she brought down a good chunk of the board that were there. Now this is the...
Watch me stand awkwardly.
Yes, this is probably one of the craziest times for them since the inception of that
Absolutely.
Place. And they took the time out to not only say hi to me, but Barbara took me around. And, well, first off, it was Barbara and Damian Sadow, who,
I know that name.
If you're a fan of the WWE,
what?
He's a professional wrestler. He's from around here, and he is a big fan of the Ali Center. He's a lifetime member, so he helps promote. So she brought him down as a special guest.
So that's
guest.
Who the special guest
that was.
That
was a special guest.
Nice.
So we walked around, and the Ali Center, if you've never been, is divided up into kind of six sections, the main area, based on the six core principles that Ali decided that he wanted to dedicate his life to.
Right.
Confidence, conviction, dedication, giving, respect, and spirituality.
Right.
So his life is sort of built around these. So when you go, it's not this sort of linear experience where you start here, you end here. You start here, you see different aspects of his life as it builds into that.
Right, right. So there's a kind of a timeline to it, but it's not like you would think.
Yes, and they do have a section about his boxing career and things like that set up. And a couple of things, I'm kind of briefing this. I'm going to write this all out on our website and put it up there.
Which you shared yesterday on Facebook, got a lot of response of people feeling the same way you did.
So it's... The Ali Center is basically an extension of Muhammad Ali. It was designed the way he wanted. He had a lot of input. His wife, Lonnie, I didn't know, she's very hands-on in the running. She's still very much there. And it's more than just a museum of him and his life story. Mm-hmm. It's more about what he wanted to share with the world and how he wanted to impact the world and how he wanted his legacy to be.
Right.
Inspiring the youth, becoming a global citizen, equality, education.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many programs on there. One of them that I loved was Generation Ali.
Which she kind of mentioned yesterday in our phone call.
And she and I, we'll have more on that. She's going to call in and talk a little bit more about that. But it's all about inspiring the youth to see the world more of the way Ali saw it, which is more inclusive, more, and it's a beautiful place, and it's more than just this building that has events, that is a monument to his life. It's all of these things. It's a testament to who he is and what his legacy will be. And so the final question, since I said yesterday I did not get Muhammad Ali.
And Do you get it? Do you understand more of?
While I will not be one of those people that are out there in great mourning because I missed that.
Right.
The way I was born, the time in which I was born, he's not a part of my generation.
Right.
I can't change that.
Right.
But I get what he stood for. I get that he's so much more than a boxer. I get why 15,000 tickets to his memorial service were gone in an hour.
Yeah.
I understand that. And I also understand that there's an opportunity here for his legacy to live on and to be bigger than that man was.
And like you said, you were sad that it took this for you to get his passing.
Yeah.
To anger. And I think that's why I think he knew because he was so active in what he wanted his goodbye to be to this world. I think that's part of it, that this is an excellent window and opportunity for people to learn like you did.
And I encourage everybody out there, if you've never been or if you have been and haven't been in a while, check out the Ollie Center. It's closed on Friday out of respect to the family.
For the memorial.
But please go down there and check it out. Ask questions and learn, because the good and the controversial are up there for display.
Oh, yeah, nothing sugarcoated at all.
Nothing. And you get a better sense of his legacy and how he wanted to make the world better, not only here locally in Louisville, but globally.